You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Woo! Had an exhausted weekend, but it ended up pretty, being pretty good. I don't know how many of you have ever been to Reno, Nevada, but it has got to be one of my favorite cities in the United States, partly because I went to medical school for my first couple years up there. Then I did my last year at UCLA. And, I mean, the city is just gorgeous. And I think it's because it's just the right size. You know, Reno's apparently the biggest little city in the world. That's what they call it. Okay, now I, you know, grew up in L.A., Phoenix, and Las Vegas. I was that little triad or triangle, like Bermuda Triangle type of thing. So I've always just been in big cities. So I go to medical school in Reno, and I mean, people just seem nicer. You know, you're driving out of the parking lot and driving onto the street in the airport, and people will dead stop in the middle of the road to let you merge. I mean, these are the type of people up in Reno. I mean, phenomenal group, and there was snow, and apparently there was a conference I got to speak at in Lake Tahoe. And I don't know if any of you have been to Lake Tahoe. If you've been to Reno, my guess is you went to Reno to go to Lake Tahoe. A lot of people don't go to Reno to go to Reno. I mean, if they want to gamble, they could go to Vegas, etc. Except Northern California folk and Oregon folk will probably come to Reno. You know, some good gambling. Everybody there that gambled made money. I didn't even try to gamble. You know, living in Vegas, I learned, you know, I know better. You know, people always ask me, they go, Dahlia, Dr. Dahlia, I'm coming to Vegas. All right, what are the best odds? I mean, to be honest, your best odds when you gamble would probably be craps. Because you could play the come or you could play the don't come. You could play the field or you could, you know, so even though these games were brilliantly designed for the dealers to always win, I would say the craps table allows you to probably have a little bit more of an advantage because you know, whether you want to hit four or you don't want to hit four, or you want to hit seven or you don't want to hit seven, or the play the pass or the don't pass, you have an option of playing one or the other. So you could play the opposites. But the dealer always wins. I mean, you got to remember that. Okay, blackjack, some of you will make some money. The longer you play, the more you lose. All right, you know, but from what I heard, one of my buddies won like $6,000. $6,000! I've never been that lucky. So I don't play. Roulette, the odds are so against you. You know, when I used to play roulette, you know, when I was younger, I would sprinkle the chips on the corners. Everybody would always do black 17. I would like sprinkle it around black 17, get the corners, always put something on the basket, you know, so you get the zero and the double zero. And still, you don't win. You know, you think you got it. You think you know how to play. And, you know, so I just haven't played in years. There's no reason to. Now, overall, I think I've been luckier than most people, but I stop when I win $20. I mean, I am not a big gambler. I am not a huge risk taker. I never have been. You know, I mean, probably the biggest risk I've ever taken was going on air and doing the show, you know, but again, you know, no high expectations, so not a huge risk, but starting a radio career was probably my biggest risk, and then trying to get to medical school was the next biggest risk of my life. Other than that, I don't do much else. My husband, I made sure I had good odds with my husband, you know, I mean, I made sure that he was going to want to marry me before I invested any time. I mean, it was, I look at certain things as an investment, you know, I mean, I'm not going to get a nipple ring for nobody, you know, unless I think they're going to get a nipple ring, but you know what I'm saying, right? Okay. And my husband was very well calculated too. You know, he would not say he loved me until he thought I would say I love you back. So, I mean, we're just kind of, you know, really boring people in that respect, you know, because, you know, we've gotten hurt. We put our hearts out on our sleeves, etc. But anyway, so back to gambling. You know, if you think you really know the game and you think you can beat the dealer, I think you're already going about it wrong. You got to go into it knowing that the dealer has an advantage. Years ago, the Stratosphere Hotel in Las Vegas. Now, for those of you who don't know about the Stratosphere, that's the one where you always see that landmark type big tower. It kind of looks like the old 1950s landmark hotel, except it's extremely taller, much taller and skinnier. That's the Stratosphere. The Stratosphere decided to open up a game where you saw dealers' cards. Dealers' cards were open. Of course, if he got 21, he won. But so if he had a king, you could see if he has a 5 underneath it or a 7 underneath it. Dealers' cards were open. But they made one small tweak in the rules on how you could win or not. Like, I forget if soft 17 you would lose to him if he had a hard 17. Something like that. So I'm like, oh my gosh, that's great. We could see the dealer's cards. Oh, yes, still lost. So, you know, go to have fun. If you're going to gamble, make sure you just have a set finite amount and don't go over it because you will not win your losings back. That never happens. But some of you get lucky and great, and we want you to get lucky because we want you to come to our fine city and gamble. Some of you will get lucky, but you got to be smart and you got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them. You got to know when to walk away, know where to run. Okay, so you got that right. I mean, Kenny Rogers is one of the smartest guys I know because he actually wrote a gosh darn song about it. So you got to know what you're doing. But anyway, Reno was great. I spoke to a bunch of doctors on pitfalls in family medicine and lawsuits. A lot of the stuff you guys get, I talked to the doctors about. Thing is I scared the hell out of these doctors. You saw jaws drop. You saw people want to cover their ears. I mean, it was some pretty scary stuff. But it was good. You know, I had the guts to go up there and, you know, tell them why, you know, I didn't go off on Obamacare. In fact, there was, you know, another doctor there telling us to kind of go easy and try not to use the term Obamacare, you know, because that could upset people. If you use Obamacare, you should use the Affordable Health Care Act. I don't care if I upset anybody. I don't care. Honestly, I mean, I don't like Obamacare. No surprise there. I don't like Obamacare. And, you know, the doctors need to know what's coming. But it's funny because a lot of doctors aren't really politically minded. You know, they they're so busy. If it wasn't for me doing my radio show and doing what I do, I wouldn't know 1/100th the crap that's going on. So it takes conferences like this to kind of inform doctors, you know, look, this is where we're going with medicine, and be prepared. All right. Because we take care of you all. And that's our primary goal. Take care of you guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes up burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, hope nobody's got the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie with the flu. We all need you kind of healthy. Flu season, from what I understand, has peaked and it may start winding down. So I hope all of you who needed to get the flu shot got the flu shot. And for those of you who didn't get the flu shot, I've already told you guys what to do. Chicken soup, shower after you've been around somebody who's sick. Make sure you're getting very well hydrated. Make sure you're getting a lot of sleep. And it doesn't hurt to pray. I love prayer. Power of prayer is a good one. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making this show happen, who I pray to every day, who I have in my prayers, hope that they would never fire me, and thus far, they haven't. See, that's why I know there's a God. Some of you asked me, Dr. Dahlia, why do you think there's a God? If I'm still on the radio, there's a God. Knock on wood. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. Big, handsome Don. Some of you have asked me if he's married, if he's single. I don't know. I don't think I'm allowed to even get into that with him because of all the sexual harassment warnings I've already received from the network. So I don't know. But I'm sure if he wants to announce that he's single, he'll come on air at some point in time and let you all know that. Big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Big thanks to XM Satellite. Big thanks to Talk Superstation. And a big thanks to all the affiliates who air the show despite the thousands upon thousands of requests they get to take the show off the air. Thank you, guys. Now, this latest study has come out saying that they think they might have found a super pill to curb hunger. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, not another diet pill. I'm with you on that. But I got to tell you, this, though, includes one of my favorite fruits in the whole wide world, the pomegranate. apparently pomegranates contain, okay, remember the pop quiz? Right, what's the polyphenols, right? Polyphenols, very good. Who got that one right? See, nobody wants to raise their hand. Oh, yeah, because they think they'll be, you know, people think they're a dork. Yeah, that used to happen in medical school. I would get the right answer. And instead of my friends congratulating me, you know, and patting me on the back, they call me a dork, a kiss-up, etc. So, you know, why is that? You should be proud of your knowledge. Being smart is cool. When did that happen where being smart, you were thought of as a dork? Was it because, you know, the smart person made everybody else feel insecure and emasculated, and so in order to make fun of them or in order to feel better about yourself, you just made fun of the smart person? And then it caused a lot of smart people to try and dumb down. Now, me, I was never very, very street smart. And when I would answer questions in class, it was because I had memorized a chapter. So if anybody accused me of being a dork, they were probably correct, because who memorizes a chapter? But I just love school. I've always loved school. And I probably am truthfully a dork. But whoever got that polyphenol question right correctly, polyphenols appear to be appetite suppressants. So what happened in this particular study is they gave people a pomegranate extract, okay, in the form of a daily supplement. And people who took this for 3 weeks were significantly less hungry than those who took placebo. Now, we've talked about placebo. Placebo are the dummy pills, the pills that are kind of inert, but they look the same. They probably taste the same, smell the same. So people think they're getting the, somebody who gets placebo, if they think they're getting the dummy pill, they're more inclined to say, oh, you know, this didn't work. But if they think they're getting something that has active ingredient and they're getting the dummy pill and nothing happens, it just makes the study, you know, a little bit more accurate. All right. Now, we've talked about single blind studies, double blind studies. Single blind studies is where the person, we don't make the people blind in the study. Single blind study is where the person who's going to be getting the pill or the placebo doesn't know, because you don't really want them to know, because they could cheat. They could say, oh yeah, this really worked. You don't want them to skew the results just because they're sleeping with, you know, the researcher. A double blind study is where the researcher doesn't even know what the hell he's giving you. So then he can't show bias either. So what happens is somebody, you know, basically everything's labeled. Somebody labels it for the researcher. The researcher gives it out, or the administrator gives it out. Doesn't know who they're giving out to what. Call a double blind study, and that helps, because you just want to get rid of as much bias as possible. You just don't want that. So basically, they said, given a plate of food as part of a trial, those who had been taking the extract of the pomegranate ate an average of 22% less than those in the control group, but reported greater enjoyment of the food. Now, to me, that's kind of weak. I mean, if somebody served me a piece of fish, whether I was on the placebo or not, I would be making gagging sounds and gestures the whole time. But you give me a steak, I don't give a damn if you fed me rat poop. I would love that steak. So to me, that's just a little too subjective. A total of 29 volunteers took part in the study carried out by Queen Margaret University in Edinburgh. Half the group took a pomegranate extract containing the skin, the pith, and the seeds of the fruit. After they ate it, they had to take a piss. Okay, sorry. And I said piss. They did this every day for 3 weeks, and the rest took a placebo tablet. After 3 weeks, each volunteer drank a glass of pomegranate juice before sitting down to a meal of pasta with tomato sauce. I wouldn't want to eat. No. Okay, you know what I'm really digging? And I need to apologize to you all. I think Fresh and Easy has, I don't know if you guys are Fresh and Easy in your towns. Fresh and Easy is a place where you could run in, grab the food, self-checkout. The food's kind of cheaper, and it's supposed to be healthier. Not all organic, but it's not as expensive as some of these organic stores. So to me, it looks fresh, and it's easy. And there's wild mushroom ravioli. Now, I know some of you are going to call me a hypocrite, because I always talk about how mushrooms are ridiculous because they're fungus. It is. I don't even know why the hell we have mushrooms, but I got to tell you, the only time I will ever stick a mushroom in my mouth, not even if I'm starving, I'd rather starve, unless it's in the wild mushroom ravioli. You guys have got to try this. I don't even need sauce on the wild mushroom ravioli. It's phenomenal. And it makes you poop. That's incredible. Incredible stuff. But no. If you're going to give me something to eat, I want steak. Before eating and at 15-minute intervals for up to 2 hours afterwards, the participants recorded their feelings of hunger, their desire to eat, their fullness, and satisfaction in a questionnaire. Oh, I hate studies with questionnaires because people could fake it just to get out of there early. The pomegranate extract group felt less hungry. Why do we need a pomegranate extract? Just eat the damn pomegranate. Pomegranates, to me, are one of the most phenomenal fruits. And the reason why is it's the only fruit you really don't give a damn about the seeds. And they're pretty big seeds. Now, I know you got seeds in your banana. You got seeds in your strawberries. And for the most part, we don't really care about those. Unless, of course, you're a diverticulosis patient that has pockets in the colon. You don't want to get the seeds in the pockets because then they could fester. And then you get diverticulitis. So your diverticulosis patients with the pockets, you aren't allowed to eat anything with seeds. But with pomegranates, that fruit is just so damn good, you don't even care if you're putting the seeds in your mouth. That's how I know that fruit is good. So, you know, try it, guys. Eat some pomegranates. Don't wait for this appetite suppressant that's going to probably be, I don't know how much money. Try it, and the pomegranates make you eat less. Now, we know something like this has worked with grapefruit. Remember the grapefruit diet in the 1980s? That sucker worked. And it worked well until the statins were formulated, and then many of you on cholesterol medication found out you really couldn't take grapefruit juice, and we also figured out about the cytochrome P450 system, and you weren't supposed to be mixing, you weren't supposed to be mixing grapefruits with a lot of your medicines anyway, and then that just kind of blew it for the grapefruit diet. But the grapefruit diet, we all did it. Even the men would have their wives sneak out and buy them grapefruit, and they would sneak and eat a grapefruit privately when nobody could see. It worked. Now, I remember my coach at the time when I used to run, she said it was the acid. She said a high acidic diet caused you to lose weight. Now, I know there's a lot of you non-believers out there that go, oh, no, you don't want to go acidic, you want to go alkaline. You know, you have all these movie stars now that say to go on an alkaline diet. Me, I don't really subscribe to either of that, because if you have healthy kidneys and if you have a healthy respiratory system, between your breathing off carbon dioxide, you could manage your acid well. Your kidneys know how to manage your acid well. So your body rarely lets you get acidotic or alkalotic, basic or acidic, you know, because they want to keep you, you know, homeostatic. Okay. Yeah. We want to be homeostatic. Are you all homeostatic? Nah. Get it. Get homeostatic, please. So, you know, I don't really think you could alter your body that much if you have healthy kidneys, because your kidneys will dump out the extra basic aspects to your blood, or if you're too acidic, it'll dump out the extra chloride or hydrogen, etc. So your kidneys are pretty smart, all right? And it takes a smart person to know their kidneys. But grapefruits inhibited hunger. You know? Now, why? Because a grapefruit is so damn sour, and you can't put anything in your mouth after that. You can't even drink water after a grapefruit because it tastes like crap. You guys notice that, right? Okay, so, you know, whether you eat your seeds or your pith or whatever, it could cut back your appetite. Now it's break time, so I got to go take a pith. I got to go find a pith to eat to lower my hunger. I'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
As I walk along, I wonder. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I know you guys screw around on Facebook. I see you guys on Facebook. Don't forget also to tell your friends, because I do teach you guys something. You know, in between all my personal stories and my mother-in-law jokes, you guys do learn something. I hope you do. Now, there is a little bit of a warning out here. 16 have gotten sick in 5 states after eating raw ground beef. Now, this is why I want people to listen to my show. If you listen to my show, you know that it's a very stupid thing to do to eat raw ground beef or to eat any raw meat, with the exception of sushi. Okay, even though I'm not as huge of a sushi fan, I do get the whole sushi thing, and it is healthier than beef, so I'll give you guys a pass on that one. But 16 people in 5 states have been sickened with salmonella. including several who ate raw ground beef, according to government health officials. This is being reported by NBC News. They say nobody has died, thank God, but half of the people have been hospitalized. And I know the victims are in Michigan, but three were reported in Wisconsin, two in Illinois, one each in Arizona and Iowa, according to the CDC. Now, they were all caused by a rare strain of Salmonella typhimurium. Now, apparently they could tell because these have genetic fingerprints, and this is kind of a rare form of Salmonella. And so what they did is they tracked it back to Junie Meats, Inc. of Sterling Heights, Michigan, at the Gav Halal Food of Troy, Michigan, which together recalled more than 1,000 pounds of ground beef. They say seven of the victims indicated they had eaten a raw ground beef dish called kibbeh at the same restaurant, which had acquired beef from the two retailers. Kibbeh is a dish typically made of finely ground meat, minced onions, and bulgur wheat. Now, you know what? I got to tell you what I like the taste of. It's called shishlik. I think it's an Israeli type of ground beef dish, but the beef is cooked. And it has minced onions and chives and all these herbs. And the meat actually look like logs of poo-poo. It really does. But it is the best tasting meat. Now, I don't know what a lot of Middle Eastern or Greek places call it here in the States, but my father always called it shishlik. And I could eat that sucker like it was a churro. You know, it's just long and you hold it with the wrapping and you're just munching on meat. That is one of my favorite. I love it more than meatloaf. And you all know how I love meatloaf. Stop the giggles. I love. But we always call it shishlik. I don't know if that's the right term for it. Anyway, Salmonella infections could be very serious, especially for the elderly, especially those with weakened immune systems and kids under 5 years old. Your Salmonella type infection can make you very sick. Fever, you could get a rash, you could get body aches, you could get joint aches, you could get diarrhea, you could get bloody diarrhea. So, you know, guys, you know, I know a lot of you know what? Some of you go to fancy restaurants. And, okay, you guys would know what this is called, and I apologize for being so obtuse on the subject. It's that raw red meat carpaccio. No. What is it when you eat raw red meat that's thinned cuts? Beef tartare? No, well, it is. I think beef tartare has raw meat, too. Is it some sort of carpaccio? I don't order it because I don't really like raw meat. And to me, don't give me a piece of meat that's paper thin. If you're going to give me meat, I want a thick, juicy steak. So to me, I'm not going to waste $10.50 or whatever the hell they charge for appetizer. I think it's beef carpaccio, right? And then they stick some white sauce on there. Yeah, I don't, nah, not for me. So, you know, I mean, now I've never heard of anybody getting sick by that. You know, you usually don't hear people getting sick from fancy restaurants. You notice that? Yeah. Okay, so careful with the raw meat. 1-877-DOC-DALI, the 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is very interesting. A study comes out today saying that we waste 5 years of our lives listening to talk radio. No, not listening to talk radio. Talk radio is definitely productive. We waste 5 years of our lives worrying about issues such as money and relationships. They say the typical adult loses 2 hours a day fretting over a variety of issues. Oh, I hope they don't blame talk radio. Now, this study was done in Great Britain, and they said that the typical adult will lose 2 hours a day worrying about personal finances, worried about health, worried about getting old, worried about job security, and worrying about relationships. Well, then what else are you supposed to do? I mean, watch TV? I mean, I like to watch TV as an escape. But I need to plan, right? I need to think about my kids. I need to worry about the family. I think worrying is what keeps you healthy. The study found extreme anxiety has left many of us unable to concentrate at work, endless sleepless nights, and we even could break up with our spouses because of it. Okay, well, now this story is going to make us worry more. Thank you. The research was commissioned by leading health and well-being mutual Benedin Health and said the average person worries 14 hours each week. I worry about, you want to know what I worry about a lot, which I didn't mention? Bowel movements. Now I know some of you think this is really stupid, but think about it. Okay, if sleep and lack of sleep ruins your day, imagine being blocked up. I had a great conference in Reno, but I was really worried because I don't like to go to the bathroom. I mean, I go to the bathroom, I go pee in public bathrooms, but I can't go number two. And so I was probably spending a good 2 hours the whole weekend trying to figure out when I could time going poop, because if my flight was delayed, I would basically be blocked up and gassy and constipated. That's what I was worried about. So I'll give them that. What are the top 10 worries? Number one, they say your stomach and being overweight. Number two, people worry about getting old. Number three, lack of savings and financial future. I mean, can you blame people? Number four, overall fitness. Well, of course, because we're yelling at you every day about obesity and how you'll get diabetes and how you're going to die. Number five, overdrafts and loans. I'm not worried about that. We are so in debt. We're all in debt. You know, our house is so upside down. I'm just not even panicking about that. Low energy. People fret about having low energy. People are worried about their credit card debt. I get that. People are worried about rent and mortgage. People are worried about job security, number nine. And the 10th top worry is diet. People are worried about their diet. Well, then, you know, when are we going to have a study that comes out or a news report that comes out that says we're kind of doing a damn good job? Does anybody ever compliment you all on doing anything right? I do, because if you're listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show, you're already, to me, ahead of the population. And I think you're doing something right. But I mean, think about it. All you get day after day after day, and I'm just as guilty because that's what the medical news is you're eating too much, you're overweight, you're not exercising enough, you're not getting along with your coworkers, you're screwing around at work, you're not exercising at work, you're not spending enough time with the kids, you're not disciplining the kids enough, you're spending too much time on Facebook, you're tweeting too much, you're not showing love to your loved one, you're taking your spouse for granted, you're ripping on your in-laws too much. I mean, all we tell you day after day after day is what you do wrong. Is it any surprise that you're spending too much time worrying about things? When is somebody going to say, you know, you guys had a good time last night? Way to go for going out and enjoying yourself. You know, when is somebody going to say, you know, if your kid got an A on his paper, give yourself a pat on the back? Nobody says that. Why? Because it doesn't sell. If you turn on CNN and Fox, and they say, I want everybody to give themselves a pat on the back and treat them to an ice cream cone because y'all are doing a good job, you guys would fall asleep. But these scare stories like, you're eating raw beef. No, you idiots. That's what sells. Maybe we need a little more positivity. Maybe somebody needs to tell you you're doing a damn good job. The problem is you have a boss. You know, like, I always try to tell my girls at the end of the day, good job, great job, because I think it helps. You know, but will it get old after a while? Do I have to do more? So I think a lot of people, you know, they don't, because they don't want it to get old, and then they got to do something better. All right, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, The Dr. Dahlia Show now has an iPhone app as well as an Android app. You can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. It's free and catch up on all the news. So Ariel Sharon, former Prime Minister of Israel and leader of the Kadima Party, which means forward in Hebrew. He had left the Likud Party, the more conservative branch, to start the Kadima Party, has been in a coma for years. I believe he had a stroke back in 2006. So about 7 years ago, he suffered a brain hemorrhage, has been in a coma ever since. And Ariel Sharon, from what we understand by his doctors, they had detected some significant brain activity. When Sharon was shown pictures of his family, listened to his son's voice, when they did some tactile stimulation, they could do hands or chest, etc. These functional MRI scans showed that the brain was processing the stimuli appropriately. Now, he is 84 years old at this time. He was a huge leader during the 1940s, and I believe he was a part of the Israeli underground at the time when they were trying to get Jews to safety in Israel. Had probably been in every major conflict or been a part of every major conflict that Israel endured throughout the years. And unfortunately had suffered a stroke back in 2006. He's been in a coma this whole time, but now starting to show some quote-unquote significant brain activity. Now, what does that mean? Does it mean he's going to wake up? Does it mean the brain is functioning? We don't know. All right? It's too early to tell, but that's what they found. Also shocking news this the last few days was the Brazil nightclub fire. This chilling fire, from what we understand, killed about 231 people, although I'm seeing a report now saying 233 people have died. Apparently, this was the last weekend of summer break in Brazil. So there were many college students and young people packed into this nightclub. Now, this nightclub in Santa Maria was only, I believe, built for 1,000 people. And from what I understand, 2,000 people were crammed into this nightclub. This nightclub only had one exit. The band was using some pyrotechnics. Something lit went ablaze. Bouncers who were standing at the door had no idea what was going on and weren't letting people run out because they thought people were running out because they didn't want to pay their bill. So hundreds of people died either from inhalation from the smoke or from the stampede. 2,000 people in a nightclub built for 1,000, only one door. From what we understand, this blaze was extremely fast moving. One band member had died. Three people have thus been arrested. I believe they are also looking for a fourth person. I think the owner of the night guard, two of the band members have already been arrested, and they're looking for a fourth. This is completely horrifying, especially since in 2003, 10 years ago, we had 100 people die in a Rhode Island nightclub. Remember, over 100 people died, and this was a nightclub that had pyrotechnics, the soundproofing, apparently in the nightclub was not fireproof, and it lit up so quickly before people could even understand what happened. People were stampeded as well. Nobody learns. Nobody learns. And now we're looking at another 233 young people dead from this. You know, many of us who live in Vegas remember the MGM fire. The MGM fire that happened in the 80s, an extremely, extremely scary day. What had happened was there was a fire that started, we believe, in the kitchen. Now, I remember the way the MGM was built. You would walk through the front, and there were multiple doors that were automated. Okay? And I believe there might have only been one door that was manual. I don't remember correctly because I was a young child. And when you walked into the MGM, you walked into the grand foyer of the casino. You would come down the steps, I believe, and there were all these tables. And then there was a hallway to the side. And in the back was a deli and I believe a cafe, and so they all shared the same kitchen. So these restaurants shared the same kitchens, but it was in the back area before you got to the towers, and all the casino tables were there in front of you. Now, when I was in medical school, the fire chief at the time had lectured to us, and he said, what had killed so many people in the hotel trying to come down the stairway was the asphyxiation of the or breathing in of the smoke. They pass out and then they aren't getting enough oxygen. So dying from the smoke, there were a lot of people on the stairway. But the other thing that was so dangerous is the fumes of the fire had built up within that grand room area of the casino. So there was no fire at first. People were trying to leave, and I guess the automated doors weren't working right, so less people were able to escape. And then all of a sudden, a flame ignited that gas, and then boom. Horrible fire. I believe 86 people died. I have to look it up. But I think what a lot of people misconstrue when it comes to fire is the speed. When I was a child, our house burned down. And the fire chief had thought it was a poor wire on one of the lamps in my grandmother's room. And my grandmother loved to order clothes back in the 80s. So she would have all these clothes in plastic bags. And I guess these plastic bags, she was living with us at the time, was right near the faulty wired lamp. I don't know. I don't remember. And all of a sudden, we see smoke, all right? And then, boom, the smoke immediately goes to the top of the house, a foot or two in depth. And I've told you guys a story. At the time, Dick Van Dyke, who was living at Cave Creek, had done a lot of local PSAs for the city on fires. And they came up with this term, roll, Dick, roll, where I guess, you know, you fall on the ground and you roll. So when I saw that the ceiling was completely full of black smoke, and it was this black, gray, very fast moving contractile and wave smoke, I started rolling. Now, I was barefoot, and so, you know, my dad grabbed me, you know, he grabbed my brother, and we all got out of the house, and the house burned pretty significantly. But what blew my mind is the speed. You know, we could barely call the fire department. And it's just, the speed of which, and that's what witnesses are saying with this, you know, Brazil fire. You know, it wasn't, oh, there's, like in the movies, you see a fire, you see the comedian try to get out the fire with his foot, and then you see him try to get the fire extinguisher. And, you know, people can laugh about it for 4 or 5 minutes while they're watching a fire scene in the movies. It's not like the movies. It moves faster, especially with the gases being spewed into the air that quickly. And then things ignite. Take it from me. It's an extremely fast experience, which means the second you see any sign of fire, you've got to leave. Now, if you are in a position where you can put the fire out, put something on the fire, use a fire extinguisher, and you have the training, great. But if you are one of a crowd and you see something like this and you think everybody around you is drunk because they're partying at a club, get the hell out. You know, some people were trapped long enough in that Brazilian club that they had time to Facebook what was going on. One of the people who died with her sister had Facebooked, "Fire, please help." I mean, that they were just standing there trying to get out. It's absolutely horrifying. Our prayers are with the families of those who lost loved ones and for people who had unfortunately suffered. Please don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.